Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you here, as always, every Saturday from 1 to 2. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk to Sandra Hellemis from Dinner for One about maybe Thanksgiving, and if you've, you're on your own, maybe some ideas for what you can make for your own turkey dinner, or maybe how to include other people in your lives if you know they're on their own. Also, Sue Maitland's here. She's a life transitions coach. We're going to talk about the empty nest syndrome. And, you know, Thanksgiving coming up, if your kids have gone to school, if that's where they've gone to, this might be the time you start really feeling that empty nest. Some strategies to work around that and the different steps you go through. Julie Noble is going to talk about the Christmas floral show coming up and also some ideas for your Thanksgiving table. So that's all coming up. But first in studio, Sue and Sandra, how are you guys?
Well, we're well.
Great. Very happy to be good. Here. Thanks.
And Sue, you were here last month and thought about this idea for empty nest, talking about this because, you know, like so many things in life, I'm taking this seniors certified course, you know, to talk about issues with seniors. Well, just like empty nest syndrome, we don't talk about these things till they happen. And then all of a sudden, we don't know where we're at and we don't really share. Some people are like, oh, I'm so happy. And you don't want to say maybe you're sad. Tell us a little bit about the phases and what you know of empty nest. Mm-hmm.
Well, any life transition, there are generally three phases. And basically there's this kind of recognition that it's an ending of something, you know, so you kind of get the process of letting go and understanding, yeah, they're not going to be around anymore. The kids have gone wherever they've gone. And in many cases, actually, you kind of hope that they don't come back.
But, well, so but you have a son who's 24, and you say he went to Vancouver.
He did.
And you're smiling, and you have this new lease on life with your job that you're doing. So you've discovered something new for yourself.
I totally have. And so a lot of times, once you've, I mean, there's definitely some trauma attached with the changing. But if you can get through that ending, you get through this kind of neutral place where you're realizing, well, it's not the same, but there's, you know, I'm not really sure what's coming. And then you actually move into this new beginning. And it does open up a whole bunch of possibilities.
And the same would be for the kids.
Absolutely,
that
yeah.
They're going through the same thing of letting go and a starting and all these emotions. So it helps if we can deal with someone like you or have the strategies to know how to talk about it.
Absolutely. And so I think it's just helping people understand that this is a transition. Mm-hmm. And having someone you can talk to about it is really a good strategy. If there's someone else who's been through it so that you can talk with them, that's really key. But being okay as well with recognizing that it is an ending. You have to give it some attention.
Grieve it a little.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, some of the emotions that people feel, and I've put this in an article that will be up on my website in about a week.
That's a great article, by the way.
It's, you feel sadness. You feel kind of fear. Wait a minute, everything's changing. You know, you might even feel kind of lowered self-esteem because you defined yourself. Perhaps I'm mum. Like, I put meals on the table. I'm here to support. And suddenly the reason that I'm here has gone. What do I do now? So there's a lot of these feelings of uncertainty and insecurity.
And you say sadness, fear, lowered self-esteem, frustration, anger, all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you have kids, we have three, and you've done the lunches, you're doing the stuff, but it's like a treadmill, and you do this thing, and you have the Halloween, and you have kind of a pattern to life.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, what was no longer is, so your reality has changed yet again, just like when they came on the scene.
Yeah.
And when they arrived at your home when they were first born, you go, oh my God.
Well, you had no idea, did you, what you were actually going to do?
Oh my God. The second one, I was grabbing Hudson's pant leg. Please don't leave me. What am I going to do? Phoning preschool. What age can they come? Help me.
Absolutely. So I think it's important for people to recognize this, that, you know, it's okay to have those feelings and it's perfectly normal to have them.
But you can't get stuck in them. So these
lists. Where people generally get stuck is phase two, which is this kind of neutral zone where you kind of know things have changed, but you haven't got clear what it's going to change to. And that's where it's really important to recognize that, but also to do some things to help you start to think about the future. And this is quite often where I end up working with my clients, because many women have really put a lot of investment into being mum, and they suddenly realize that, you know, wow, what am I now? My kids gone off and they don't need me anymore. I mean, they still always need mum, and there'll always be times when they're not so present in your life, and there's a gap. And then you might even have somebody in your life who's a bit of a stranger, because you and your husband, perhaps, or partner, have potentially been really busy with your lives and haven't really spent much time with
That's
each other.
That's very true. And I had a little quick one, a woman I know from the football team. She was saying her son and her are very close. She was a single parent for many years. That when she went to see her son at his dorm in Winnipeg, she said it was sort of like an old boyfriend who's well over you. Because she was like, oh, my God. You know, and I said, that's how I felt. And I didn't really put my, you know, they're kind of over you for the moment.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they get it back. But, you know, it's kind of like the letting go for them and detaching. But that sort of middle zone where, say, your husband's a bit of a stranger, the two of you used to be chaotic. Your, you know, the groceries were huge. Maybe, you know, you're cooking for one, two.
Right. Yes.
You know, all that changes. So,
it does.
So tell us how to wrap your mind around that and what you do to help people.
Well, I think what I find is most effective for anybody going through any kind of transition is to really take some time to get clarity on what you want. You know, start to put yourself back in the picture, because that's quite often what we don't do.
Put yourself first.
Yes, yes, and get clear on what that means. And it's for me, I found there's a workshop that I deliver that called What's Important to Me Now, and I find that creating that space and asking those questions about all aspects of people's lives and giving them that opportunity to reconnect with things that perhaps they used to do and they never had time for. I find a lot of women love dance. Mm. And they're reconnecting with that because they haven't perhaps done it for 15 years because they were way too busy driving their kids around, doing the groceries, full-time job on top of all of that.
Little dancing queen in the living room.
Yeah. It's probably my Zumba, and, you know, those things are so popular,
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
It's
Get
a great,
your mojo going.
You got it. So I think that's really powerful. And I find that what happens, people come out of that and they've sort of reconnected with themselves again. They've rediscovered that, you know, the things that make them happy. We focus on shutting out all the things about what you should do, what other people say that you should do, or the story that you've perhaps been given, and just getting clear on who you are and actually what you bring, because we all bring something special to this world.
So there's no real instant fix. You have to sort of look at it. And maybe you don't want to do book work or whatever you did. Maybe, like yourself, you find a new passion and you put yourself in that, something you're really good at, that you've always been good at and liked.
Yes.
But you didn't allow yourself the time to do it.
To think about it.
And I know both of you have gone through that.
Absolutely.
And change. And so many of the people we meet in our groups have gone through that. And it can be so rewarding because you have another 25, 30 years.
I do.
So you got to kind of get clear on
this. We all do, frankly, if we're going to be living till 80 or 90.
Exactly. And we're talking about saging next week with Annie Klein. And, you know, there's positive aging as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is not all bad. So mourn what you feel, but there's a lot of positivity to come as well once you kind of get your head around it.
Yeah. And I think also it's important to celebrate what you have done by having contributed to your child being in that place where they can go off and you know, start their next phase. That's really what parenthood is really about.
Seeing
them begin to create their own life for themselves. And it's exciting.
Yeah. I guess it's sort of that phase too of when you have children and you think, how's that all going to go in the years? I guess you can't project too much once they first leave. Like your son is now 24 and established. You can't project at all how it's going to unravel. You just have to let it unravel.
You have to let them find their path. Yeah. And they're
you can't
all
ground them anymore. That's a drag. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the phase three and some of the ways that we can help around these things. So when we come back with Sue, we're going to talk more about the empty nest syndrome and ways around it.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Well, good afternoon. It's Al Farabee and CFAX 1070. We're on location today at Canner Nursery and the Wildwood Design and Gardening Expo. Gord Nichols here from Canner. And I'll tell you what, this is something that people should take in, whether you're, you know, an expert gardener, whether you're somebody that's pretty novice like me, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. What we've sort of evolved into is an area where you can come if you don't know anything, you need some help and you want to do it yourself, or if you don't know anything and you want to come in and get us to install things, like let's say you've got some landscaping you want done, we'll do all your landscaping that you want. Water features, let's say you want to put a water feature in. they're very satisfying to do it yourself, but you may want us to put it in for you, and we can put a wonderful water feature in. So where we were Canner Nurseries, and we still are, we've sort of expanded on that. So it's really, truly, if you want to have it done or you want to do it yourself, we're really the place to go.
Yeah, because really, it's a bit of both in this town, isn't it? People that, you know, they want to just do it all, and then there's people that, for whatever reason, they don't have time or they're just not, they don't have the green thumbs, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe they only want to do part of it. Maybe they want us to do all the tough, not so fun stuff, and then they can get in there and get their hands a little dirty and do some of the fun stuff, play around, maybe they like to do all the accent work. We could do all the pond work, put in the pond for them. Maybe they want to add the fish and the water plants in a little bit later on. They can come here and get all that stuff, get the information they need, and do it themselves, and still, and they can brag to their neighbors, say, I did all this myself.
So. For sure. And there's all the experts are here. I see there's free corn in them. So I'm handing out free corn today.
Yes, there's silver reel corn is here, all covered in butter if you want it. Come on down. It's free. We've got lots of cobs there. Yeah, we're having talks all afternoon, so you can come down and learn a bit. We've got experts from all facets of your landscape and waterscaping here, so ask all the questions you need. We're here.
Yeah. Come on by and see what it's all about here today. Do it yourself. Have it done, and you can do it today. It's at Wildwood at Canner Nursery. We're right next to Commonwealth Pool.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
While she was alive, Maria Sanchez loved the symphony. So she left a bequest in her will. Tonight, her favorite symphony will present a program of Bach, Brahms, and Beethoven that she helped fund, bringing joy to a new generation of music lovers. Maria left a legacy. So can you. Leave a gift in your will to your favorite charities. Learn how at leavealegacy.ca, an initiative of CAGP Vancouver Island, supported by the Victoria Foundation.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. In the studio, we have Sue Maitland, who is a life transitions coach, and we're talking about Empty Nest. Sandra Hellemis is from Dinner for One. Empty Nest, that can be if your kids are away at school, traveling, moving away, whatever phase they're at or whatever age. In the break, Sandra, we were talking about your son, who now has his own car, and he's grade 12, but how that was sort of a, Sue was saying that's a beginning process for you when he got his...
His end, because when they have their L, I mean, they want to drive, so they're driving, and you have them totally, you know, in the car, and it's great because you could find out everything that's going on because they're like captured, right? But once they get their N, it's like you go through that loss because all of a sudden now they're out on their own. They can come when they go, come and go when they want. My second job as a taxi mom was gone. Well, you know, I was fired from that one, I guess, and. It was that grieving part. It was just like I no longer had that one-on-one with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, our phase with the L was a little more torture than that. Usually it was me going,
slow down.
Yeah.
Why do you have to brake
you
so
drive.
Hard?
So Dad had to do that part of it. I was no good at
I
that.
Had no choice. So I didn't have the patience. So
I didn't like that at all. We're going to talk about some open-ended questions because that's so true. You know, Shell's at UBC and boys, girls, maybe they're different, but... You know, how you kind of approach it now instead of being the hands-on day-to-day mom. Tell us some pointers, Sue.
Well, I've got some ideas about ways you can have the conversation in that, you know, the key thing with an open-ended question is they can't just say yes or no. You want to encourage dialogue, right? And that's what we as coaches are trying to do. So, I mean, one of the and try to keep it positive, not a kind of the police, it's mom, the police checking up on you. So, you know, a question you might want to ask is like, what are some of the things you enjoy most about being in this new place?
I'm going to get to write these
and
down.
Let them just kind of like let them just share with you whatever they're experiencing. You know, there's no judgment, there's no police in that, you know. What are some of the things that were a bit different than you had expected? And again, you're encouraging them to really sort of share, that they share what they want, you're not policing them. And the other important question is like, is there anything I can do to support you? How can I best support you as you make this transition to this phase of your life, and you might be surprised to what they come up with.
That's a great idea. You know, I never think of that because it's always yes or no, so I'm obviously not framing them right. But also, how can I best support you? Because I think sometimes if maybe your child you've helped a lot, or depends, you know, which child you've had and how much schooling or how much you've helped them, may not want that anymore and may think, I'm doing fine with it. I don't need you to micromanage me. And that's your job, right?
Exactly. So I think getting that clarity. The other important thing that I think is important before they even leave is having a conversation about how you will stay connected and asking them, what would be the way you'd like to stay best connected? And whatever you do, don't inject yourself into their social media circles so that you can see what they're doing, you know, unless they invite you. It's really, you need to be respectful. And nobody wants to feel that mum's looking in and checking every 5 minutes.
Oh, it creeps them out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, no,
and they're trying to create a whole new life for themselves, persona, personality, you know. So have the discussion up front, you know, like, I would like to stay in touch, but what works for you? You know, let's give them some feeling of control, but knowing that.
So we're letting go, but we're also forming a new relationship, Sue.
Yeah.
So the questioning, the contact, all of it is like as if it's a friend, you know, and start treating it with more respect, not just assuming that you have this control and that they will just jump because they're not going to anymore.
No, it's a young adult. They're beginning the next phase of their life, and you're beginning the next phase of your life.
How are you feeling, Sandra? Are you scared?
Well, no. Like with Chantal, you know, she's at home. She's in her second year of university. So that was really hard for me to know because she was still in the home. You know, when do you interject and when you don't? So that first year was really quite educational for myself. So sometimes, you know, I can handle it, Mom. I can do it on my own. And then you see, okay, you know, you had this deadline, you know, whether it's, you know, pay a bill, whatever it was. And then it was kind of like, so you have to kind of let them fail a little bit. And then there's a nice prompt reminder, you know. So it was kind of like on a fence yet. How much do you help? How much don't you, you know, get involved? So, and I think each child is different, totally. And Chantel's so busy right now that I do have to pick up a lot of the balls right now. And that's fine, but I think that's how a family works. Like, you need to know when you can support them, when you should back off. And it's just sitting back and just not putting yourself first a lot of times still. Mm-hmm. Like, even though I said, you know, when, you know, Chantal was, I think, first year of university, I could see that emptiness coming with me. And I was like, okay, this is all about me now. And I did, Sue, like when you were saying about finding your passion, I actually, what I did for myself was when I went back to my early 20s, it's just about like you're going back again, going, you know, it was all about me. And now again, it's kind of like, oh, it's all about me now because my kids are, you know, just about out. And finding my passion. And I thought, I always loved tennis. I used to play tennis. And so I want to take that up again. So
what's interesting here, though, this is a whole other thing, because I have two that are at university locally at UVic. So it's when they don't leave home, they're still like your kid. Mm-hmm. And that's another transition, because when they start university, you're kind of like, oh, things are going to change. But, you know, it's just you have adults living with you who are still your kids.
With attitude.
So, yeah, and they think, I need to drive, I need this and that. And, yeah, you know, you have to let them know also that it's your schedule, that you're not, you know, well, what are you doing? What's so important? You know, what if you do nothing? Because they're so, you know, it's the age, right?
It's sitting in that.
Tell us how to help when we're kids. We don't have an empty nest, but we kind of do.
They're still home.
They're going back and forth.
I think really it's sitting down and having that discussion with them and helping them understand that things are going to change a little bit, and that and really figuring out, perhaps setting some boundaries about what you are prepared to do and not, because that's another important thing. If you don't set the boundaries, they're going to be perfectly happy to let you keep driving them all over the place and be at their beck and call. But it is a different phase for you. So I think having that kind of discussion, but going into it ahead of time, thinking about what you are prepared to do and not prepared to do is a good thing. And if you think of it as you helping them be ready for the next phase of their life, you're not going to be there forever. So they do need to start being more responsible.
Right, and I guess maybe that's another show, we talk about when to maybe kick them out of the nest. That's probably a whole other subject. But phase three we have here, so a new beginning. That's positive. We've gone through the two phases. What is our new beginning? Even with Sandra with a child who's at home, or me with other kids that are home, how do we start a new beginning? Because, you know, with a certain age, we want to get on with our lives as well. We can't just wait behind.
Yeah, it can be a very exciting time. But it is the first step really is putting yourself back in the picture and getting reconnected with who you are and what your passion is, and reconnecting perhaps with your partner. I mean, it depends. It really does depend.
There's a lot of divorce this age, isn't there?
There is a huge amount of great divorce, a huge amount. And I think a lot of it is because, it doesn't have to be, but you do need to recognize that you're probably different people at this stage of your marriage than you were when you were first married. You could look at it as though you're just kind of going on a date with a new guy.
You know? Yeah.
You're going to discover each other, because sometimes you do just...
Start
just
shaving your legs again, stuff like that.
Exactly. Yes. Think of it that way.
Or your face. No, I'm kidding.
And maybe even ask them to start to share, to reconnect with some things that they love, perhaps, that they haven't even been doing either. So you could both be... discovering some new things, and there'll be some things that you'll both perhaps enjoy and want to do together.
Yeah, just don't say we need to talk.
No, exactly.
Not
that
you're
way.
In the car.
Not that way. Yeah, so I think, but it's, I think it's an exciting time. I think there's a real opportunity to, I really do believe that you can make the rest of your life the best of your life at any point when you get that clarity. And so it's a fantastic opportunity to do that.
You say set some goals for things you'd like to achieve.
Yeah.
Do you mean written? Like, is that an important thing? What do you mean, Linda? And how would you look at that for your life? Say, how do you set goals?
It's very important to write them down, because if we just think about it or talk about it, it's not the same. You don't internalize it to the same degree. So, again, part of what I do in the workshop is I ask these questions, and my clients sit there and they write down what are their most important things, and what are the actions that they're going to take to start to bring more of those things into their life. And we even set dates for it, and I hold them accountable. Part of having a coach in your life is someone who checks
that.
In on
yeah.
you and says, how's it? Not as a police person, policeman, police person.
But someone to support you.
It's someone who's there, yes, exactly. And it really works, knowing that you're going to have a check-in with somebody. I find that my clients, quite often, they'll just go out of the session and they're going, I'm going to do this today and this afternoon. And they're just really motivated to go make it happen. Others have a bit of the procrastination about them, but, so the night before I'm going to talk to them, they've got it all done. But the thing is, they're moving forward. The key thing is to take it out of this dream world and bring it into a plan, a concrete plan with some goals.
So tennis is done.
When are you going to sign up with the
tennis? The weather's nice.
Let's talk about your workshop while we have the last minute here.
Oh,
soon,
okay.
That's coming up.
No problem. Yeah, I have one coming up on October the 25th, and it is a two-hour workshop. It is a total opportunity to connect with yourself again. And my clients come out of it telling me that they just got so much clarity on what is important for them, and it gives them that kind of momentum and motivation. So if anybody's interested, we keep it small. I usually only have 6, maximum 8 people in that workshop, but you don't have to share with everybody, by the way. It's really important because you're not sitting there sharing all your personal stuff. You are each person is getting their own answers. And then afterwards there's a follow-up with me where we do a little bit of a debrief, and they get some additional support, and that's all included in this price. It's $100. It's an incredible value in terms of...
And if they want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Give me a call, 778-265-6880, or go to my website at suemaitland.com, and you can connect with me through the website.
Beautiful. And if you want to know more about my guests ever, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about flowers for your Thanksgiving table.
Imagine a light bulb over your head. Now replace that light bulb with a flower bulb. Get the idea? Put a little spring color into your fall garden with flower bulbs from Marigold Nurseries. All sizes, so many colors. Hedging starts at just $8.99. Or you could plant a living fence. Yes, a living fence. Oh, sounds weird. Visit Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Unlike some garages, your Ford store is solemn? No. Humorless? No. Serious about tires? They know your Ford requires a precise? No. Unambiguous? No. Specific sort of tire. So they have Ford-trained connoisseurs? No. Aficionados? No. Experts to find the right ones for you. They'll consider everything, then make the right choice. Plus, they have great offers and won't be undersold on tires. So when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts and tire places unknown. Some restrictions apply. Visit your participating Ford store for particulars. No details.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. The Trans-Canada Highway has fully reopened after a water main break early this morning. The break created a huge geyser of water and a sinkhole at Wilkinson and Burnside, and a dozen homes were evacuated. Jeffrey Stephen lives near the break. He was woken up by a loud bang and by what he heard, what he thought was a torrential downpour.
It was moving at least a couple meters a second, just a torrent of water filling up the yard, going down the whole street. It came in so fast that the water built up and blew in my garage door. It was that fast.
Now, Burnside is still closed from Grange to Wilkinson. It'll be closed for a while. About 40 homes in the area had their water cut off. Four don't have power either. The water had been flowing down to Highway 1. It caused a rollover crash this morning. The highway was closed for a time but is now fully open between Mackenzie and Helmkin. An arrest has been made after a woman was sexually assaulted on the Galloping Goose Trail. The victim had been walking alone on Jacklin Road around 2 in the morning back in late June when she was grabbed and pulled onto the goose. The victim fought her attacker off, then waved down a driver. West Shore RCMP says 20-year-old Bradley Michael Muscat was arrested Thursday morning over in Surrey. He faces charges of sexual assault with a weapon, robbery, and forcible confinement. Saanich police say collaborating with a neighboring police department has led to the arrest of a man accused of robbing two banks. Two banks in Saanich were held up within an hour of each other last Monday. The culprit was able to get away, but Saanich PD passed surveillance photos from the scene to other police agencies around the region, and Victoria police responded and were able to provide info, which has led to an arrest. Scott Owen Smith is charged with two counts of robbery and one count of uttering threats. And the hospital in Dallas, Texas, treating the American man who has Ebola, says he's now in critical condition. Today's news brief release didn't give any more details about Thomas Duncan, who was previously said to be in serious but stable condition. Duncan got sick after traveling from Liberia back to Dallas. His family has been moved to a house for isolation. CFAX weather is coming up next.
Thanksgiving means different things to different people, but it always means food. And Fairway Markets has everything you need. Open your Fairway flyer and check out these specials. Lilydale Young Turkey, Grade A Frozen, just 98 cents a pound with a $50 order or over, including a turkey. U.S. number one broccoli crowns, just $1.69 a pound. Fresh prime rib oven roast, just $6.99 a pound. Apple Valley ready to serve pumpkin pie, just $3.49. Thanksgiving specials for Thanksgiving dinner. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
CFAX weather, mainly cloudy today, a high of 19. Partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 10. Sun and cloud tomorrow, and a high of 20. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 18 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
Trail Appliances BC Lions football.
Today, the Lions look to tame the Ticats in their first ever visit to Tim Hortons Field. Kickoff at 4. Join me, Scott Rintoul, along with Julio Caravetta on the Lions Radio Network.
Listen for all the action all summer long.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Harbor Air Seaplanes.
This is where the pros play. CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, Patty Mack here with you every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX. We're talking about the empty nest. We're going to talk about some food with Sandra Hellemis. Sue Maitland's here from Life Transitions Coach. Now we're going to talk about some flowers for your Thanksgiving table and a flower show coming up next month. We have Julie Noble from the Island Flowers Arrangers Guild. How are you?
Oh, just fine. It's a Victoria Flower Arrangers
Victoria.
Girl.
Victoria. My apologies. That's and I okay. know you do some beautiful stuff. I was looking at your website, and there's some beautiful arrangements. Now, how did you get involved in the Guild?
Oh, the Guild, I've been involved off and on since 1992, actually, and had a lot of lessons, traditional and Ikebana, and modern and abstract, you name it. So we're pretty well the main crew in the Guild are quite handy at doing different designs, and we enjoy it very much.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier in the show about finding passions, and as life goes on, different things we like, and flowers are certainly something that add a lot of joy and beauty to our world. What are your kind of favorite flowers and arrangements to do, Julie?
Oh, well, I enjoy doing any kind of floral work. I usually pick something that's long-lasting, like chrysanthemums or carnations and things like that. And if you prepare them properly, cut the stem underwater, and you put it in something we sell at the Guild, quick dip, and it makes the flowers last longer. So basically, any kind of flower would stand up, and tropicals are very good, too.
And so where do you buy that product from? How do you get a hold of you guys to buy something like the Quick Dip?
Oh, well, our guild meets the second Tuesday of every month at Garth Homer. And our year starts in January, and we go to November. And then December is off. We don't do that, and we start again in January. So at 7 o'clock at Garth Homer on Darwin, down on Darwin Street, just off... not too far from the police station.
Right, and you don't have to be, have any great talent yet? You can kind of learn as you go?
Yes, we teach lessons, actually, at least three or four different times during the year. We have anywhere up to 25 people, and we have five at a table, and we teach them how to do a specific design. And vary it quite often. It's modern, or we go into traditional. But basically, we do something that's quite unique and different. So they learn their trade pretty well.
And I'm pretty practical too. I like sort of long-lasting flowers. This time of year, Thanksgiving's coming up, and maybe we want a table setting, or you know, there's many places we could put beautiful arrangements. Tell us some of the flowers that might work, and some of the plant materials and shapes and vessels that we can make a nice arrangement.
Well, I usually pick the fall colors. Of course, chrysanthemums are really something that is outstanding at this time of year. We see them in pots all over the place in stores, and cut. Chrysanthemums are a good lasting flower as well, and the golds and the browns and different other shades of orange and things like that would do very, very nicely on your holiday table at Thanksgiving. And then you can use, instead of a regular container, I've often used a pumpkin and hollowed it out. And if you put a plastic waterproof container inside that, make it from there, and then you've got your pumpkin on the table and flowers in it.
So. I love that, and probably not too high. And would you need to add an oasis at the bottom of that to stick with flowers?
Well, yes, you could. Basically, I generally try using oasis when I'm doing something like that because you've got more control of where the flowers, pardon me, actually are, the design is more controlled with oasis.
Oh, I'm totally going to copy that idea. I really like that. I also usually go and do a little picking up a few things, around local parks,
Your neighbor's yard.
My neighbor's yard, a few of the bounty of the season putting on the table. So I suppose you can do natural designs as well, right, with stuff like that you find?
Well, that said, you just look along the ditches and you can see cattails there, and there's still some that haven't popped, with their they're still brown and they're still nice. That's a nice fall thing to throw in for a little bit of a wild touch, and grasses. There's all kinds of ornamental grasses you can use.
Yeah, but, exactly. And just be careful of some of those berries, though, that are poisonous, right?
You certainly have to do that and be careful, that's for sure, yeah.
Are you guys handy with floral arrangements?
No, I was just saying to Sue, I was just motioning, I cut, plop.
I'm not. I'm a little bit too much of a perfectionist, so if it isn't going exactly where I want, I get annoyed, and then it ends up.
Do you find a lot of that, Julie, that people that either don't think they're talented at it or maybe are too perfectionistic, that they love it and there's different designs for different people?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. Some of the girls really enjoy doing structures and then incorporating flowers within a structure. One of our people in the guild is very good at that, and so we're sort of catching on with doing a construction of like bamboo or sticks, or we sell things like that to use this in our flower arrangements too, as well at the guild. I think there's lots of different ideas. Yeah.
So tell me, you have a great big event coming up, Christmas Floral Fantasy. Tell us about that and how people can get involved, because it really sounds like a great organization.
We certainly have a wonderful guild. There's no doubt about it. We started arranging our show this past January, and talking about it, and it's something entirely different we've never tried before. We've incorporated the color wheel. Usually when you're doing artwork, you have a color wheel with yellow, and they're all in order and different shades of the same value. Mm-hmm. pardon me. And so we've taken that a little bit farther. We've decided that we are using Greater Victoria as areas to use this design technique and using the color wheel. We've got 7 different areas in Greater Victoria, and each color range for that area is the exact area of the color wheel. So
right, like the Inner Harbor or the West Coast, so they're inspired by the colors of the wheel.
That's right.
Beautiful.
You got it.
And whereabouts are you going to be holding this event?
Well, our event has always been, in the last several shows, at Cadbury Bay United Church, mm-hmm. and that's 2625 Arbutus Road. And they have a wonderful area to put our displays, there's a large parking lot, but I do suggest that in event that you're going to go with several of your friends to carpool and try and park somewhere else, it gets filled up pretty quickly, so try and take the bus if you can.
Right, and what day is that going to be then again, Julie?
It's November the 7th and 8th of Friday and Saturday, November 7th and November 8th.
And time of that at Cadbury Bay United Church?
Yes, it's at 10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And if people want to know more, you have a website, don't you, for the...
Yes, we do have a website, and that's www.victoriaflowerarrangers.ca.
Well, Julie, as always, it's nice to talk to you. You do beautiful work, your organization, and I think it's a great event to come out to. And people that maybe want to get involved with flowers, here's your perfect opportunity. Or if you want to buy some supplies or just see this beautiful...
Have a store, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
So good luck with your event, and hopefully we'll see you on November
7th or 8th. Yes.
Okay.
And it's bus number 11, actually, that takes you right to the church.
Okay, perfect. Nice talking to you. When we come back, we'll talk to Sandra Hellemis about Dinner for One.
Win free groceries for a year with the CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch for Adventure Al Farabee to reveal the Thrifty Foods product during CTV News Vancouver Island.
Remember that item.
And listen the next weekday morning at 7:50. You could win a $50 Thrifty Foods Smile Card and free groceries for a year. Win with Terry Moore afternoons at 4:50. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070.
Yeah, hey, it's Al Farabee and CFAX 1070 on location today. We're at Cannon Nursery and the Wildwood Design and Gardening Expo, which is happening here today. We are right next to Commonwealth Pool, and we're seeing people coming on by and saying, you know, I'm really great at gardening, and I just want some little extra things to do my project. And then there's other people coming in, they're saying, I know absolutely nothing about gardening, but it doesn't really matter, because either way, there's going to be something for you here that's happening at the Design and Gardening Expo. There's lots of great speakers that they have going on here today. Mike James and Nolan Gray are going to be coming in at about 3:15, preparing your pond for winter. You got a pond going on? They're going to be doing that. Also, Matt Hall and Jasmine Maxwell at about 2:30 today about getting that gardening to rest for the winter months, too. That and savings. How about 30% off all trees and shrubs here today? You can get a landscape or water feature installed, and you can add free outdoor lighting to the entire project. You can save over $5,000 with special financing available on Beachcomber floor models and anniversary edition hot tubs. that's here as well. Lots to choose from. If you haven't been here for a while, there's lots of new and exciting different things to check out as well. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you want to do it or have somebody else do it for you, come on by and see what it's all about here today. Prizes to win, too. We're on location here today at Wildwood at Cannon Nursery right next to Commonwealth Pool.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. The 5th Annual South Island Indoor Challenge is October 14th to the 19th at Cedar Hill Recreation Center. Watch professional tennis players battle for their share of prize money. And today, Oakland's Oktoberfest is celebrating your favorite traditions of Germany, which include beer, traditional music, food, and your community. You won't want to miss all the live entertainment and music. And see Team Canada take on the world at IRB Americans Rugby Championships. Don't miss the action at West Hill Stadium on October 11th, 15th, and 19th. Tickets are on sale now. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
I had nothing to do with the disappearance of my wife. I have nothing to hide.
Ben Affleck is the prime suspect in David Fincher's critically acclaimed whodunit, Gone Girl, in theaters this weekend. Test your trivia know-how on Cineplex.com with our movie mystery quiz now.
There are things happening that I can't explain.
Before heading to the theaters this weekend for The Conjuring's paranormal prequel, Annabelle, vote for your favorite scary movie scene in a battle royale of all your favorite throwback thrills on Cineplex.com. Enjoy your weekend at the movies.
The DIY Guide to Parenting. From crib to college, real parenting with Shirley Broback. Saturdays at 4 on CFAX 1070.
Patty Mack back with you, Lifestyle, here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. In the studio, Sandra Hellemis from Dinner for One, Sue Maitland, Life Transitions Coach. We're going to talk about some food, Sandra. Mm-hmm. So Dinner for One, of course, you service a market which is all age groups.
Correct. Yeah.
So people that are students or whatever you may be. But this time of year, there are options if you're just eating for one,
for
two
one
people.
Or two.
Give some of these ideas that you can make that's not a huge turkey. That's a little bit
easier. Because the turkey's huge, and typically you can't get anything smaller than 8 pounds usually for a turkey. So there's some options you can think of. You can do a duck instead, and or a little Cornish hen. Some people maybe you can just buy the turkey legs or the turkey breast, and so you don't have this massive, you know, turkey for the next 7 days. Or, you know, you could even do the big bird with everything and then just make individual meals, and then you can freeze it. But what I would suggest is if it's just only one of you or two of you, you could do the duck and then maybe make one or two of your favorite Thanksgiving side dishes. So if it's your stuffing or if it's your sweet potatoes. So then you still kind of have that Thanksgiving, you know.
Feel,
yeah. And, you know, It's basically, I think, what, you know, you want. And a lot of people have these different diets now, too. Mm-hmm. So some people are really watching their gluten, so they don't want the stuffing. And there's really a lot of different options for gluten-free stuffings now that you can get.
Like, okay, I'm on the Vicky Waters plan, so no sugars. So
no sugars.
A lot of vegetables.
Well, you could do, yeah, and carbs turns into sugar, right? Mm-hmm. Like all the breads and that type of thing. So you could really do a nice mushroom sausage. Dressing. I have a recipe for that. I can send it to you. And it's really good. So there's just so many more options now than what they're used to. Like if you're on, you know, have a computer, you can just really get a lot of good ideas that way. But, you know, the little duck is good too. So.
And so even if you're away, like we were talking with Sue, mm-hmm. if you're a kid and you're away from home, you can also buy a few things. If you mm-hmm. have an oven, you can cook maybe the meat. But you could also pick up some sides too, that there are a few shortcuts you can take always,
yeah.
right?
That yes, the grocery stores now have such an option for that. And actually, there's a number of them now that you can order your own turkey dinner. So you don't even have, all you have to do is warm it up. You pick it up and you warm it up. And then probably your dishes. But there's those options also. So you don't have to do, because making a huge turkey dinner is just a huge thing.
A huge cleanup too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because it's a really messy, greasy meal, isn't it? I've never cooked it. I just, so yeah, I it looks messy.
What do you know?
I entertain.
Yes, you do. And I'm very good at that, too. But, you know, in that saying, too, there's a lot of, I was really surprised at the stats that people are eating alone now. Like, it's, they say it's 46%. Now, whether that's due to, you know, like you're, more women are alone, whether you're eating at your desk at work, or just like in my household, like we're just so busy. The door is coming and going. Even though there's three of us, it's a lot of times you're home alone because everybody's gone to work, school, and you're gone. And so I find with my household, we don't have a certain dinner time anymore because it's everybody's schedule's different. So I'll make a dinner and I'll throw it in the fridge, and whenever they show up, you know, it's there. So some are eating right after school and then they eat at 10. You know, because they've worked. So I'm making, like, I don't know how this happened, like three dinners instead of one. So
yeah, there's constant cleanup. And we're going to talk in the next segment about what we're doing at Thanksgiving and how that all works. But if you're on your own, maybe you can pair up with someone else too, right?
Definitely. Like, you can, you know, really take that opportunity to invite someone in that you haven't, you know, that you've wanted to do that. So there's that reconnection, and that's what Thanksgiving's all about. And it's not necessarily just family. It can be, you know, your whole circle of friends, too. And even with, I see a lot of my my more mature clients, my seniors, they're alone. And I really encourage them to, like, with, we have a dinner called a cranberry turkey meatballs. And it has the sweet potatoes and, you know, a veggie and the cranberry little meatballs. And to order two of those and then invite someone in to have, you know, that whole socialization of what Thanksgiving is.
Because sometimes we don't want to, or we're at the phase we've cooked for everybody our whole lives, and Dinner for One, I know that you have a great product and that it's highest quality.
Oh, thank you.
So you can have a lovely meal and just cook it up and have your friend over and set the table beautifully, and like we were talking to Julie with the guild, put a nice little flower arrangement out, and it can be special. It's really about connection.
Right. And they may think that you cooked all day, too.
Listen, I know. I've raised the kids on your food. So tell us about your product again, if people want to know, if they want to order some for Thanksgiving or any day.
Yeah, they can give us a call at 250-298-4346. And we're also, you can reach us on our website at whatsfordinner.ca. And we have a variety of options, too. So we have gluten-free and low salt, and also we use everything from fresh ingredients, so there's no MSG in any of our product, and all of our sauces that we do, we make from scratch also. So
it's fantastic food, and you have some great sweets too.
Yes, we do. Our score bars,
they're pretty famous, aren't they?
They are.
There's a couple of products you have.
Yeah, there's score bars, there's lemon bars, and we have, like, you know, it's all about sugar. That's
can't
a whole different show.
Okay,
and you can't have any of those.
More with these guys back in two.
How Bell makes buying a phone better.
Welcome to the Bell store. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question.
That's why I'm here. We have an amazing selection of devices. We can find a rate plan that's right for you, and I can even walk you through demos of cool features.
Well, I was going to ask for directions, but now I want a new Bell phone.
Visit your local Bell store for expert advice, getting started tutorials, and live device demos at select locations. Visit bell.ca to find a store nearest you. Bell, buying a new phone just got better.
Hey, it's Al Farabee and CFAX 1070 on location here today. We're at Cannon Nursery and the Wedgwood and Gardening Expo, which is happening here today. This is perfect. We were talking about being a do-it-yourselfer, or whether you're somebody, you know, like me that needs lots of help. And it doesn't really matter. Either way, this works for everybody that wants to pop on by. We're right next to Commonwealth Pool, and today you're going to be seeing all kinds of things, like local artists have been on tap today, sculptors and photographers, and great exhibits, too. There's all kinds of reps from things like the BC Fruit Testers Association. Lots of fresh fruit for you to eat as well, FYI. The Compost Education Center, lots to learn there. You can hang out with design and installation, and some gardening gurus are here. We've got some great prizes as well, including that chance for you to win dinner for two at our location here today. All the experts are coming on by here today. We were talking about Mike James and Nola Gray. They're going to be here. They're going to prepare your pond for winter. You got a pond going on? Well, they got that going on there. Matt Hall and Jasmine Maxwell, they're going to be here today. They want to try and give you all the advice to put that garden to rest for the winter. Yeah, we're starting to get that fall feel in the air, too, so you want to get that advice to make it all right. Why don't you pop on by and see it? Do it for yourself or have it done today at Wildwood at Cannon Nursery. We're right next to Commonwealth Pool.
The idea was modest enough. A local bakery serving the people of Vancouver Island. Simple, right?
Island Bakery has employed a local approach for over 30 years. They've been locally owned and operated since 1982, providing local jobs, cheering on local sports teams, supporting local charities, and baking fresh bread locally, made with certified organic grains. After all, this is your island, and it's your choice to choose local. Island Bakery, the local choice.
What does luxury mean to you? Is it a class? An accent? At Lincoln, it's the distinct features that set our vehicles apart. During the Lincoln Open Door event, explore our first ever MKC Luxury CUV with an all EcoBoost engine lineup, intelligent all-wheel drive, and class-exclusive push-button shift. And now, with exceptional lease rates on select Lincoln models, you can redefine luxury in the best way. Yours. The Lincoln Open Door event. Some conditions apply. For details, visit LincolnCanada.com.
We're back. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle. In the studio, Sue Maitland, who is a life transitions coach, and Sandra Hellemis from Dinner for One. And, of course, she was talking about her great meals that you can get. We belong to a group, West Shore Seniors, and they're having an event. Can you tell us about that, Sandra?
Yes, it's going to be November 1st from 10 to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the Royal Canadian Legion. So there's a group of businesses locally that are really trying to service the seniors on the West Shore. And there's going to be door prizes there. There's the on-site flu shot, like Forbes Pharmacy is doing free flu shots there. And also we're going to have the, I believe, the ambulance service is going to be there. So there's going to be...
Well, in case you feel sick.
Talking about all that. You know, just about, you know... You never know, but there's all the services that are that we overlook that typically our seniors may need. So there's going to be the financial, there's education there. Of course, I'm also one of the sponsors. We're going to have some of our, you know, coffee and tea and a little bit of snack there too. So
it's great anytime you can connect, and that's how we all know each other. Mm-hmm. We belong to one in town, and then the West Shore Group. And you know, I'm a realtor with RE/MAX, and I'm taking my certified professionals. Seniors advisor course, and it's great as we're aging to know about these things
right.
for ourselves and to help other people, clients. And I know it's not the only area we work in, but it's certainly a growing demographic mm-hmm. that we're part of.
Well, yes, exactly. We are going to be.
And I find everything, and everything overlaps, you know, like seniors, the adult children, and then your kids. Like it all just seems, that's what life's all about. Just
totally. And you know what's so great is when we meet each other, we meet mm-hmm. people, and then we help each other. Like I've got some questions, open-ended questions today. I've got some ideas for meals. I've got a flower. You know, and I hope that's what our audience listening today gets out of this too, is that, you know, connection with mm-hmm. people, and that's what it's about. Connection, your son, mm-hmm. you say, is going to be with his girlfriend at Thanksgiving, and
yes.
mom was super cool, said, no problem, son.
Yeah, we're going to do a Thanksgiving in the middle of the following week because that works for him and it works for us, and it's all good. He comes home. That's the main thing. He comes home, and it'll have to be turkey, I was saying, because he loves my homemade turkey soup, so that's mandatory, no options there. The key thing is that you connect.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
you connect. Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
And as long as mom's invited too. And you said be flexible.
Be flexible.
And you have a big family, so tell us how that works for you.
Yeah, when we, you know, when our kids were younger, we had, there's blended families and all that going on. But I think what's most important is picking a day. It doesn't have to be the day. It's the actual Monday, holiday Monday or Christmas, the 25th. But it's actually a day for your family. So just be flexible with that and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, connection is so important. It's been great having you on, Sue
and
Sandra, as always. Thank you, TJ. I hope you've all gotten something here. If you want to connect with me, if you want to know about our guests, or if you have any questions for them, I'm happy to take those for you. And that's lifestylewithpattymack.com. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.